Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Welcome to the Boneyard with Steve Robertson. As always, I am your good friend and host, Steve Robertson, here on the Hump Day edition of The Yard. Hope things are well with you wherever you are. I hope that you and everyone you love is free from harm. I truly do. I hope everything is great and that all the people you love are loving you back. That when you go play blackjack, it's all aces, baby. That's what we hope. We do. Got a good show for you today. We spoke with Jeff Lebby earlier today. I also had an exclusive interview with Brian O'Connor. You can read that exclusively over at jeanspage.com, though I will give you a little bit of maybe some tidbits from it today. Cool top 10 list. Of course, we look ahead to Mississippi State men's basketball game tomorrow. And it's that time of year, kind of overlap season. You got a lot going on. But I want to go ahead and remind you now, if you have not secured your tickets for the Egg Bowl, we encourage you to do so now. There are still tickets available through healthstate.com, so you don't have to go out there and worry about getting scammed. And I see it every week, man. I do. Let me encourage you, as always, buy tickets from people you know, people you can trust, or just buy them from Health State. Because you're not going to pay those huge fees, and if you buy them through healthstate.com and anything goes wrong, they can assist you. I can't count how many times over the years I have seen fans at the ticket window trying to get something clarified because they bought tickets and they wouldn't scan at the gate. And then they go to the ticket office only to find out that there's nothing that they can do because those tickets weren't purchased through the Mississippi State Ticket Office. So be careful out there, kids. There are a lot of people out there that are trying to con you out of your hard-earned money. I don't know how much money you make, but I can promise you this. Nobody wants to donate money to some scammer out there, some two-bit liar, who when these big games come, they kind of go into action. We've dealt with that sometimes over at jeanspage.com. Had to report some people. Matter of fact, we had some folks that were scamming people around the country and provided some information, and those people were held accountable. So you love that. And I remember some time ago, you know, back, man, goodness, how has it been that long? You know, when State and Ole Miss were both ranking the top five, and there were people all around the state that were getting victimized by other people. So buyer beware when you try to buy tickets through a third party that you don't know. I know everybody's looking for a deal, but that deal could lead to you losing a couple $100 and then showing up one day and your tickets don't scan and everybody's day is ruined. We had those days back in 14 when you had these hard sellouts. There was nothing anybody could do. They couldn't even sell you other tickets. So be mindful of that. Always check healthstate.com/tickets first. I see people immediately go into the Facebook groups and say, hey, we're looking for tickets to the Egg Bowl. Well, you know what? You're in luck. They're on sale through the official ticket office. Oh, I'm looking for a deal. Well, you know what? Yeah, I get it. We all want to save as much money as we can. But if you're looking to bring kids to a ball game inexpensively, you can still do so through healthstate.com. That is the smart way to go. There's a difference between price and cost, right? You might pay a little more than you want price-wise, but it may cost you a lot less because by the time it's you factor in getting hotels and driving to the game and then getting there to find out that you have bought fraudulent tickets, the cost on that far exceeds the price you would pay. So be smart out there. Take care of yourselves and love one another. Let's thank our friends at Bulldog Burger Company, longtime sponsors of this show. We love Bulldog Burger Company. And I plan to partake in some Bulldog Burger Company this week. I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to get yet. I just know that no matter what I order, I'm going to be satisfied with it. Great food, great price, great service, great ambiance, great locations. And there are three of them to serve you: University Drive in Stark Vegas, Gloucester Street there in Tupelo, Lake Harbor Drive in the Ridge and Flowood area. So if you're in town or on the way to town, there is a Bulldog Burger Company that can assist you with all of your dining needs. I don't just eat for survival. I eat for enjoyment. You know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, I could, you know, I guess, you know, I could deny myself and just eat something else. But I would rather enjoy life, and I enjoy a meal from Bulldog Burger Company every chance I get. And I need those spring rolls. I do. I'm getting older. It's part of my beauty care regimen. It's how I've maintained this youthful exuberance all these years. Get the spring rolls that make you and everybody around you better looking. In addition to that, get that chocolate shake to go. You can ride that ride home with a smile. It's so interesting that people like equate me with Bulldog Burger Company, and that just shows the loyal fan base we have for the show, that people tag me or send me their pictures of them eating at Bulldog Burger Company. And I think, number one, that's great that you listen to the show and that you solicit our sponsors, but also, too, that you are supporting a Starkville business. Let me remind you, too, it's a great gift idea. Just go to eatwithus.com. And you can get like a gift card to give somebody for the holidays. You know, maybe you've got a niece or a nephew that's a student at Mississippi State. You'd like for them to have a night out on you. And you know what? Maybe it's a date night. Maybe you're allowing them to kind of get away and have a good meal on you. What a great idea that is. Well, thanks, Steve. Yeah. Visit eatwithus.com. You can find the gift cards there. You can get them exclusive for Bulldog Burger Company, or you can get them for all of the great Eat With Us restaurants. Have a little variety. I would have loved that. Like, if somebody in my life back when I was in college is like, Steve, you know, I know it's tough, but here's a gift card. And you can take your girlfriend out on a date, or you can take your friends out. You guys go have a good time. So think about that aspect of things this holidays. Give Bulldog Burger Company as a Christmas gift to someone you know and love. They'll be glad you did. Yeah, they certainly will be. Bulldog Burger Company, the place where people go to meet. M-E-A-T. Okay. Busy day here on the home front. I had to hustle over to meet with Brian O'Connor this morning, and then I got over to the Sill Complex, made the walk over, and got there just moments before Jeff Lebby took the podium. And I want to go over a few things. There's no injury updates on Isaac Smith or Brennan Thompson or anybody. No availability report this week for State because we don't play. There will be an availability report for all the games this weekend later tonight. Mississippi State will not be on there. And so, no updates from Coach. You can read all this in its entirety for free over at jeanspage.com. Also, the video attached to that. And every video that is attached to any articles that we write at jeanspage.com are also free. So you can go watch exactly what Jeff Lebby had to say. You can even find out who asked those questions if you recognize voices. Your good friend and host asked, I think, three questions today. But it's so funny. People always say that. We've had a pretty good run this year. In some years, there'll be people that'll message me and it's like, who asked that stupid question? You know, To maybe credit my colleagues and peers a little bit, a lot of times people get kind of caught up in their question and maybe don't phrase it the way they want to, but we have had some dumb questions over the years. I remember, and I don't remember who said it or who asked the question. It was one of the dumbest questions ever asked in an SEC press conference at any point in human history. And I'm going to tell you what the question was, and maybe this person finds out about it and get their feelings hurt. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I hope they do, because it was a stupid question. I think it was Zach Arnett. I think it was 2023. I think. But we had somebody ask Arnett. Maybe I'm wrong. Anyway. I think it was Arnett. We had scored more points on an opponent than Ole Miss did. And I'm sure this is an Ole Miss educated person. You know, I'm sure they were. I'm confident that they were. Is, well, Coach, do you find some victory in the fact that you guys scored more points against this team than Ole Miss did? And everybody in the press room just kind of turned and looked. It's like, what? What? Jesse Pinkman, GIF inserted here. What? What kind of question is that? And Arnett, I'm again confident it was Arnett. And he's like, no, no, there's no victory in that. It's so stupid, man. It's stupid. We didn't get any questions like that this week. And that's what was interesting, too, after the loss on Saturday. You know, some people are always kind of critical of the media. Like when Mike Nemeth transcribes the Lebby presser, like he kind of paraphrases the questions. You got to watch a video to hear the actual questions. But everybody's like, hey, those are good questions. You know, I think it's some of it just because of the people that were there. But all that I understood, Lebby met today, and not a lot to learn, I guess you could say. You know, there are some things, I guess, that are important, you know. You know, somebody asked him a little bit, I can't remember who it was, but asked about the defensive play the last few weeks. You know, it's like, hey, about middle of the year, everybody's like, hey, defense seems to be getting better. But over the course of the last three games, teams that are very run heavy have had some great success against the Mississippi State defense. And so they asked Jeff about that. You know, what do you attribute some of this thing? Is there anything that sticks out? And I agree with what Coach Lebby had to say. We have not tackled the way we need to. That has been very constant. The explosive plays would be the next thing versus Georgia on Saturday. 6 for 232 yards. In the stat book, it was like 9 for 280. We've got to quit giving up the explosives and we have to tackle better. They go hand in hand. End of quote. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. But tackling is one of those things that I have seen in recent weeks that has been a real issue. There'll be times we get to the spot and we can't get the runner on the ground. And sometimes a negative play turns into a positive play. Other times it's a chunk play. So when we get to the point of contact, we have to finish the play. And I don't know if we're just kind of worn down or maybe these programs that we've played against in recent weeks have a better strength and conditioning program than we do. That's one of the things you have to consider too. It's part of it. It was a follow-up question basically about, you know, about some more of the defensive stuff. If I can get it out, I'm scrolling as I'm talking here, so forgive me. And so it was basically about asking about, mainly about, to kind of paraphrase, the defensive coaching, right? Do you feel like the guys are getting, you know, coached up on defense the way they should? Lebby says, I do. I think our guys are coaching their butt off every day. They have spent a ton of time teaching, developing, and finding ways to create an advantage. For us, it's pedal down, straining every day, every minute to give us a chance to play the best we can. Now, and again, here's another part of that question. Answer. It kind of got a little bit transposed here. We've still made great improvement. You look what we've done against the throw game, have the ability to create turnovers. That stands out in a great way. Against the run, the last couple of weeks been frustrating. Finding ways to tackle better, to get guys on the ground, we have the opportunity. But I do think there has been real growth on that side of the football. They gave us a chance to win games earlier, but for multiple reasons, weren't able to do it. We have to play as good as we have all year next Friday. I have confidence our guys will be ready to do that. End of quote. When I read that, my take, and when I heard it, and I even turned a couple of guys after Coach Lebby left, I said, based on some of those comments, it doesn't sound like to me he's going to move on from Coleman Hutzler. And I know that's been something that's been brought up on social media by the fans. I didn't outright just ask him because they were kind of cutting us off. And I thought about, you know, the follow-up there. It's like, you know, Coach, you know, what are your feelings about Coach Hutzler? Are you telling us that you plan to bring Hutzler back another year? I didn't get a chance to ask that question. But I would say kind of reading between the lines here, some of the split-level communication here, that's what it sounds like to me. I don't know what it sounds like to you. But he's talking about, hey, our coaches are coaching their butt off. They're doing a good job, you know, evaluating, a good job preparing guys. We've made great improvement, you know. We've had the ability to create turnovers. That stands out in a great way. They've given us a chance to win games earlier. That's what it sounds like to me. Now, this time last year, of course, and I had so many people that were telling me, oh, they're going to fire Coleman Hutzler, they're going to fire Coleman Hutzler. And I had it on good authority they weren't. And I was like the lone voice in the wilderness. And I can tell you, you know, 2 years into this thing, yes, at the beginning of the year, it was evident that there had been some progress made. But the last 3 weeks have felt a lot like last year. And it's looked a lot like last year. So, you know, last year we talked about, you know, we just didn't have the depth, didn't have talent. But there were times we had some alignment issues. There were some times that we got out-schemed. There were times that we got out-coached. And part of that's football. This year you've got more talent, and perhaps not enough. But it feels like, to use a recovery term, we've kind of relapsed a little bit. Now, the Georgia thing, you can kind of throw that out, right? I mean, let's just be honest about that. The talent differential is clearly in their favor. The Arkansas thing, not so much. Now, granted, State wins that ball game, but they were able to run the football with some success. And then you have the Missouri game. And again, as we just touched on Monday, it's so frustrating when you know that they're one-dimensional on offense and you still can't stop them. I think about Hardy as a pro. I think he's going to be a pro if he continues to work hard and stays healthy. I got no doubt that he's going to be an NFL running back someday. But that's the neighborhood in which we live. We're going to be facing NFL prospects every single week in the Southeastern Conference. And when you know they're going to run the football and you can't stop them, that's a concern. It is, and I don't care if you got to go up there and put 10 in a box. You got to find a way to get it done, and we didn't. And you know as well as I do, with Lacey at Ole Miss, they're going to run the football some too. They also have a running quarterback. So there's some things you got to think about. I asked specifically about the offensive line. Coach Lebby is a former offensive lineman himself. He's a guy that knows offensive game planning and his offensive play structure and construct and all those kinds of things. And it's just so weird to me that, you know, we're like 11 games in and we're not any better. Does that make sense? I think we all see that. We all see that. I mean, you lose Blake Steen week one against Southern Miss. That changes some things. Albert Reese, who is our best offensive lineman, misses three games. You bring him back this past week at left guard. Things kind of got better, and we put him back out there at tackle. You know, so it's clear, in order for us to be successful, we got to have Albert Reese playing right tackle. But does one guy mean that much to us? We went and spent a fortune trying to find offensive linemen. Of course, we had some guys we signed in December that we processed in the spring. And then you bring some other guys in that don't get the benefit of spring practice. And I think those chickens have come home to roost. They truly have.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Now we got to go out there and be very aggressive in the portal and get a couple of offensive tackles. I think we've been okay on the interior, and I think we will be. But we got to find as many good difference makers at offensive line we can possibly get, especially at tackle. But I asked Lebby specifically, you know, where does the frustration, you know, with that group 11 games in? Here's what Lebby had to say. It's been really hard. For us as a unit, it's been hard on the quarterback position because we've started all these different lineups. And pause. There's some truth in that, right? But I trust our coaches to be able to formulate a plan to keep the quarterback upright. And we clearly have some guys that we were counting on that have not played up to their expectations. I'm not going to call anybody out, but let's just be honest about this. We have really struggled at tackle when Albert Reese has been hurt. Javen James is a guy that was kind of a throw-in late in the portal. We thought he'd be a developmental guy. We didn't expect him to be a starter. We didn't expect him to play a lot of snaps this year. He's had to play starter at left tackle a couple times. So he's having to play before he's ready in many respects. Back to Lebby's quote, as guys get banged up, they're not playing the way we need them to play. There's been great frustration in that. That's the reality. The real frustration is when guys get a free run and clean hits on the guy with the football. That affects the game in a great way. We have to make sure those things do not happen Friday. We're trying to guard against that nonstop. We play great fronts in this conference. That's the reality of it. We need to play the best we played next Friday, end of quote. And he's right about that. This is the Southeastern Conference. It's a rare situation when you run up on a team that is kind of soft up front. There are going to be some monsters off the edge in the Southeastern Conference. And we clearly have not had the personnel to match up with that. Now, sometimes you do okay, right? But the other times you don't. And that's, I guess, the most frustrating thing for me is when I see, and again, is Blake Shapen worthy of some criticism? You better believe it. Yeah, he is. But how many times do we have the look we want and we can't deliver the football because it's a free runner to the quarterback? And it doesn't matter if you got Dak back there or Johnny Unitas. When you can't even give the quarterback a second before he has to pull the ball down to prevent a fumble, it's difficult to play offense. Now, there have been some times, too, that Blake's held onto the football too long. You know, but there was so much pressure against Missouri right up the middle. And as the pocket collapses, you kind of got that fight or flight response, right? It's like we talked about, you know, Camario. And again, this is where I think Camario is probably better suited, considering our deficiencies on the offensive line, because of the fact, number one, Camario is big and strong and physical. And I understand maybe he didn't have the full command of the playbook. I get it. But like we talked about on Monday, when the pressure got in Camario's face, he takes two steps back and he finds a check then and we get 7 yards. It's probably a 12 to 13 yard differential, right? You get the plus 7 rather than taking the negative 5 or 6. Now all of a sudden you've got a manageable second down rather than second and 13. So it's second and 3 rather than second and 13. That's those yards of the game within the game. And so I honestly, in order for us to beat Ole Miss, and maybe you need to use both quarterbacks, and I think maybe that's the story you tell, but, you know, Camario has probably played more this year than we anticipated him playing. And the kid's so good, right? I mean, you couldn't – I don't think you could afford to redshirt him. Everybody's trying to get this team to a bowl game. Camario is trying to get this team to a bowl game. Camario Taylor is a competitor. He's a player. He wants to be out there with his guys. And I've read some things too, and we'll call them unsourced reports. I mean, it's like people – it's like the self-loathing never ends. Oh, Camario's going to hit the portal. And so then people message me and say, hey, I've got it on good authority that Camario's going to leave. What are you hearing? Well, if you've got a good source on it, why are you contacting me? What you really have is your suspicion. Everybody's got, well, in my group text, this one guy says, they got guys, the chances of them knowing something's less than 10%. Okay, it's just a segment of our fan base that always projects negativity. Well, let me kind of cut it down for you. Now, we're going to take care of Camario, right? I mean, absolutely, without question. But Camario is the heir apparent at starter next year. Everybody knows this. Everybody. If he transfers, there's no guarantee that he starts somewhere else. And that's important to understand, too. You got to go in, learn a new scheme, and maybe it's one with similar concepts, but you've got a whole new group of quarterbacks to compete against. Camario knows what he has here. He's Omar Connor's nephew, for goodness sakes. He's a hero within this state. And trust me, Camario knows how much you guys love him. He does. He knows how much you guys want him to play. But I can tell you, there's probably not a bigger fan of Blake Shapen than Camario Taylor. He is a great teammate. He supports the guys around him, regardless of personnel group. Camario knows that he's our leader. Now, is that going to stop anybody from trying to work through a third party late in the process and try to incentivize him to go in the portal? I can't guarantee you that won't happen. But I can tell you, Camario Taylor is the future of Mississippi State football. He is well aware of that. The people that are close to him are well aware of that. And he will have the opportunity to do some very incredible things here at Mississippi State. And I think that's the most important aspect of this. Is you've got to keep Camario happy to build around him. And also, too, as you bring wide receivers in from the portal on their official visits, you just put on the tape of Camario and say, okay, this is a quarterback you're going to be playing with. That's a drawing card, right? You let Camario show those guys around. You let him be their official visit host. Let him be the leader. Let him be instrumental in the recruitment of those guys at those positions. It's an important aspect of this. Now, let me go ahead and prepare you guys too. And I think some people are going to be shocked because they disbelieve whatever people put out there. But, yeah, we're going to have a couple running backs leave. Fluff's not one of them, right? I'm not expecting anything to happen with Fluff. He's going to be the featured guy next year. Davin Booth will be gone. Johnny Daniels will be gone, and at least one more, right? And that's important to understand too. So we probably need some depth at the running back position. You know, we got some guys, obviously, that kind of struggle to play here. And it's the fair thing to do, right? It is the fair thing to do. Don't waste a year of a young man's eligibility that you know cannot play here. You know, I go back and I think about it's so funny when they leave, you forget their names. But Tobias Hinton. I loved Tobias Hinton in high school. I didn't know if he could play here, but I liked him. I thought he was probably a Southern Miss kid. Thought he could have gone there and had a big career. He ends up coming here. And I can tell you that even before we took the commitment, there was some question. Is this guy good enough to play here? And in high school, played for Coach Tony Vance, a great high school coach. They basically had to play mid-edge due to a team need. So he's basically just kind of chasing a quarterback much of the game. And he's at the line of scrimmage, so you kind of negate people running his way because he is so physical, especially on the high school level. And you wondered, can he actually play linebacker? Can he get out and cover? Can he pair up with the tight end? And basically, he didn't play when he got here. He wanted to stay. He did. Wanted to stay. Loved it here at Mississippi State. And he was encouraged to get in the portal to seek playing time. Now he's at Alcorn State. And playing well. Getting a chance to make some memories. Getting some payoff for the work that he's put in. And so, yeah, he was a questionable take to begin with. You give him a chance to develop. It didn't work out. But now he's somewhere else that he can contribute. That's the merciful thing. And so we still, not nearly as many as we did last year, but we still have some guys on this team that are going to struggle to contribute. So the right thing to do is to be honest with them. It's like, hey, this is where we project you on next year's depth chart. You know what? We think that maybe you'll have an opportunity to play special teams, but I don't see you as a two deeper next year. You know, we've got this guy coming back. We've got this guy coming in. And quite frankly, we think that they're going to be ahead of you. So we'll help you find somewhere, but we think it's probably best if you hit the portal. And those are honest and frank conversations that people have not had to have until recent years in the history of college football. That's something that I think that fans kind of struggle with. You know, because we follow these people on social media, and maybe you shouldn't, but you follow the players on social media, you retweet them, you like their pictures on Instagram, that kind of stuff, and you feel like you know them. And so as a result, we get a little less objective. We think, hey, well, I know this person's name. I hope they play well. And deep down, we may know that, but they're not going to. You hope they do, but it didn't always work out that way. And so all that I understood, I think that's an important aspect to remember as we prepare for the end of the regular season. And this is where we need your help, for those of you listening to the show, because we're going to have like some walk-on holder go in the portal. And it is going to be absolute unmitigated chaos in the Facebook groups from that self-loathing segment of our fan base. Like, oh my gosh, we can't even keep this kid. You know, he may be just be simply leaving for more playing time. So it's important to understand some levity. And listen, I don't fully understand that aspect of it. You know, it's like some people just want to be miserable. That's kind of where their currency is. And that does not advance us as a program. Of course, the one thing that does is winning. But I think the second thing is having a unified fan base as best we can. You know, there's always going to be that segment that's always going to have a blame Mississippi State first mentality. But we need roster spots filled by players that can actually contribute. So that's something to be mindful of once we get through the month of December. Things are going to be pretty crazy for a while there. There's going to be several, you know, guys go in the portal and things of that nature, and it needs to be understood. I don't think we've ever lost a Mississippi kid that we wanted to keep. We've had some guys go in the portal we wanted to stay, you know, Bryce Pollock being one, Kevin Coleman being another. That's all part of it, you know, and we got to win, right? Simple as that. We need to win. There's a lot less to worry about. You win the Egg Bowl and you become bowl eligible, and there's a lot of celebration. That's an important aspect of it. And yet, just winning two SEC games, you know, it's not anything that we're just going to be satisfied with. But it's progress, not perfection. And, of course, it shows an upward trajectory of the program. So we hope that proves to be the case on Black Friday. But no matter what happens, we're going to be okay. I can't sit here and promise you we're going to be great, but we're going to be okay. And we just got to continue to keep working and continue to add talent to a roster that is better than last year. The results are better than last year. They're not what they could have been, and I think that's fair to say. You guys know there's three games out there that we kind of left out there for the taking, and that's on us, you know, as a program and as a coaching staff and as a roster. But this time last year, we weren't even competitive in SEC games, with rare exception. You know, A&M game was a one-score game in the fourth quarter. The Egg Bowl was a one-score game in the fourth quarter. We just couldn't finish. Defense just gassed out on us. You know, and so, again, you've seen some signs of that as of late, but we are a more competitive program. But we want to be a winning program. We want to compete for things of real substance. Nobody, all due respect, nobody aspires to just go to a low-level bowl game. But this year, that would be a very big milestone for the recovery of this program, and I think that's important for our folks to understand. It's time for our Close with Blair Player of the Day. Blair Chandler, my friend, your friend, our collective friend in the mortgage industry. Blair gets things done. He absolutely gets things done. Nobody stays in a meat grinder of an industry for 25 years or so like this without being a winner. And that's who Blair is. Give him a call or text today at 601-500-2344. 601-500-2344. Save that number in your phone as Mortgage Guy. You may forget the name. You won't forget the need. And you'll already have the number. You won't have to DM me. You'll already know it. You don't have to go do a Google search. You're going to be dealing with a bulldog through and through that rides the wave of emotion just like you do. He doesn't discriminate, though. He'll take all comers. And so check in with Blair for your mortgage needs. What are you looking for, your first home, your next home, or your retirement home? Blair Chandler, the only name to know. And maybe you've always dreamed of having that game day condo. It might be more affordable than you think. Blair can look at your situation and get a little creative. Yeah. Give you some options with underwriting perhaps you didn't know existed. That's an important aspect of all this. Somebody that knows the ropes of an industry that maybe you're not quite as familiar with, and it's very important. You can't just trust your mortgage to anybody. Blair's been doing this a long time, recently made the move to Fairway Mortgage, got his own operation now. He's just advanced that far in his career. Be sure and check it out at Close to Blair. Our player of the day could go a number of different directions here, and I'm thinking about the Egg Bowl. It's going to be Fluff Bothwell. I think in order for us to win this game, we are going to have to run the football with great success. Now, Fluff, obviously, against A&M, was kind of really just kind of coming into his own. Got banged up. Hadn't been the same since. I think this open date is good for him. Saw him today outside of the football complex. Looks to be doing good. You know, but those high ankle sprains and, you know, soft tissue injuries take some time to get over. But we're going to need Fluff to be a war daddy against Ole Miss. He's not from Mississippi, so maybe the rivalry doesn't mean as much to him, but the game does. Winning on senior night, earning the opportunity to go play in a bowl game, all of that matters to all your players, no matter what you may think. And Fluff is a guy that was a great addition to this program. You know, we did chase Ahmad Hardy, and then we ultimately took Fluff Bothwell. If we had taken Hardy, Fluff probably ends up in Missouri. You never know how it's going to work. But we're glad he's here, and we need him to be at his best on Black Friday. I think having the open date, kind of allowing him to get a little more rest and treatment, will get him closer to 100%. I don't think he's going to be 100% probably until spring. But we look forward to seeing Fluff be a big part of things. Of course, guys like Davin Booth obviously are a huge part of this thing too. So we're going to have to run the football against Ole Miss to be successful. And so I think it all starts with him. All right, time for today's Top 10 List. As always, brought to you by Kalido Guitars. That's C-A-L-I-D-O Guitars, just like it sounds. KalidoGuitars.com. Man, I love my Ibanez Steve Vai signature. I love it. I love it. It is the most beautiful instrument I have ever held in my hands, and it is the cleanest playing instrument, and it was professionally set up by the fine folks at Kalido Guitars. You know, some people just go out there, and it's just like a stockpile type thing. They go grab a guitar out of the warehouse and put a shipping label on it, get it to your house, and they don't even inspect it to ensure that it's ready to play. Well, that's just not the case with Kalido Guitars. They give you impeccable service before, during, and after the sale. If you're looking for a stringed instrument, look no further than Kalido Guitars. They specialize in guitars, but they carry a lot more than that. And they've got a guitar for basically every single, you know, skill level. That's an important aspect of this thing too, right? So you get a hold of those guys, you can get the electric guitar, you can get the acoustic, a classical, you can get a beginner guitar, you can get a professional grade guitar, and they're going to give you some incentive to do so. Promo code BSR. That gets you a 10% discount. In addition to that, no shipping, free sales tax unless you live in the state of Texas, and then a 5% donation to the Bulldog Excellence Fund. KalidoGuitars.com, your one-stop shop for all your stringed instrument needs. And if you need accessories, you need gig bags, you need cases, you need cables, you need strings, anything you need to be a better guitar player, other than some rehearsal time, you can find at KalidoGuitars.com. Okay, we have a request. Candace reaches out and says, Steve, my musical taste often align with yours. You do a lot of classic rock. How about some of the newer stuff? Enjoyed the last top 10. Would like some newer stuff. Okay. Candace, I hear you. And I've kind of got a mixed bag today. What we're going to do is I'm going to give you a top 10 of the latest new releases in rock. And I listened to about 50 of them. Right, so I want credit, and I didn't listen to the full song. If it didn't catch me early, I moved on, right? Those are the rules. Just like the old A&R guys in the record, like if you're not moved in the first 30 seconds, it's not the chorus is not going to save the song, okay? So let that be a lesson to you music kids out there. You got to have a hook, and you got to set it early, all right? So, top 10 new releases from basically the last week or so. Now, this first one is going to be a throwback, right? It was recently released basically out of the vault of the great band Dokken. Now, of course, this is before George Lynch and Jeff Pilson and Mick Brown joined the band. And they released a video for this. But it sounds more like the late 70s than the mid-80s Dokken. I like it. And one of the things that I do is I think it shows the maturation of the band. This is kind of a starting point for them again, recorded back in 1978 and then now modernized and released with a video on YouTube. You can check it out. It's Dokken's Hard Rock Woman. Been the ruin of many a young man, for sure. Number 9, and this is a country and rock collaboration, and it may not be the one you wanted, but it may be the one you needed, as the kids like to say. It's Shenandoah with Nickelback. How about that? Did you expect that? No, you didn't expect to hear that today. Shenandoah with Nickelback, The Church on Cumberland Road. And it's more country than rock, but you can kind of hear some Chad Krogerism and all this kind of stuff. And I don't care what you say. You love Nickelback. You just don't admit it around your friends. I think Nickelback rocks. Happy to say it. Everybody's rocked in Nickelback, as Jake Mangum once said. I interviewed him about Nickelback Sundays, and he spoke extensively about that. Everybody's rocked to Nickelback. I don't know what happened in this new meme culture. Everybody's like, Nickelback, stop. You know, why don't you grow up a little bit, okay? It's okay to like Nickelback. It is. Because some of that loser stuff you listen to isn't any good either. All right, this is a band I didn't know anything about, Candace. Knew nothing about this band at all. And there was a lot of new rock stuff released. And, man, when I put this thing on, I was like, you know what? This is pretty good. This is pretty good. And I'm going to do a little more research because these bad guys have been around a little bit longer than I. They're not a new band. They've been recording music, you know, for a few years now. And it's a band called TX2. And they are described is an American emo alternative rock band from Fort Collins, Colorado. Timothy Evans Thomas is the singer. He's known professionally as TX2. Okay. Started as a solo project. I guess we need to do a little research and find out where he was from. Let's do that together, kids. Why don't we? We'll just figure this thing out. Search Google for Timothy Evans. Let's see here. I don't know. Yeah, I don't see anything here that just kind of jumps out to me. But the song is called The Rain. And if you like the current state of rock and roll music, I think you're going to like this one a lot. I do. I don't think there's any question about it. I think you're going to enjoy TX2's song, The Rain. All right, number 7 on your list. And many of you watched this movie and didn't know that a rock band existed with this name, but it's true. There is a rock band called The Devil Wears Prada. And their new track is called When You're Gone. I don't know if you know much about this band. I don't know if you know the catalog. But this, I think, is a very strong offering. And I think it's one that you'll enjoy. Number 6 on our list. I don't know if you guys have heard. Roy and I are going to see Iron Maiden, Megadeth, and Anthrax in September. Yeah, it's true. We're going. Megadeth putting out their last offerings to us is a band, new track called from Megadeth called I Don't Care. And you talk about having a hook right out of the gate. I mean, the lyrical content starts just seconds in. And it's kind of vintage Megadeth too, right? I mean, kind of going back maybe to maybe P-Sales, maybe. It's going back. It's true to what you know from Megadeth. Number 5, another band that has had some lineup changes, but I think is better than ever. It's Of Mice and Men. Their new track is Flowers. I think you're going to enjoy that one. Again, if you like modern rock with a little bit of a harder edge, Of Mice and Men may be for you. Number 4, a band that we've talked about many times on this show. Brand new song from them, and it's a little harder than what they normally do. The riffing from Ben on this is a little different. But yeah, it's a song called Celebrate. And it's one of those good driving songs. When you're out there, you got to be careful to set the cruise because you'll start pushing the pedal. Yeah. All right, number 3, Hailstorm, one of our favorites. We love Lizzie Hale. We do. RJ, the whole band, we love them. Many of you got turned on to Hailstorm on this show, and that makes me very proud. Dan and I have met Lizzie Hale. Super, super nice. Met her at Rocklahoma. Thanks, Mark. And live album out. And they dedicated this to the late, great Ozzy Osbourne. It is a wonderful track that has a bit of nostalgia in it. It's a very sentimental track called How Will You Remember Me? And I think whether you like Ozzy Osbourne or not, I think this is a song that you probably need to know. You know, you begin to think about, you know, the people. We're all facing an uncertain future, right? I mean, death is certain, right? Life is short, death is certain. You got to live happily. You do. Life is too short and death is too certain to live unhappily. There's no question about that. But I think you're going to appreciate Lizzie Hale's vocal stylings on this live album. A couple of new tracks they've mixed in too. But that's one that I think is probably a hit. All right, number 2, one of my favorite bands of the modern era, brand new song out for them. And it's kind of got a country vibe to it, which I don't know that I was expecting. But it's another kind of ballady type track from Shinedown, another one of these kind of introspective things. And it's a song called Searchlight, of course, from the great rock band Shinedown. They still rock, maybe not as hard as they used to, but they do. But Searchlight is one of these songs, too, that very introspective, right? You begin to kind of think about that aspect. And when I hear it, it kind of gives me maybe like a feeling of security. What I mean by that is it talks about, you know, I don't need your searchlight anymore. I think that can be interpreted in a couple of different ways. But, you know, it makes me think about my family. Like, I don't need them to worry about me anymore. You know, I mean, if I make it to December 10th, it'll be clean and sober 34 years. And there was a time in my life that I was the biggest worry in their lives. And I've grown and matured to the point that, you know, my mom can go to bed every night not having to worry about me. And that's a wonderful gift to be able to give to her. And I wrote about that some yesterday on Facebook, if you follow. Another way to interpret the song, too, is relationships. You know, I know some people that I love that are in relationships that I think are not healthy. Now, it's really not up to me what they do with their lives. Everyone has a choice to make. But I know for some, men and women, that they are prisoners more so than partners. And yeah, I could tell you some stories about that sort of stuff. But that's one of the things that I think about when I hear this song is, you know, I don't need your searchlight. I don't need you lording over me. I don't need you to be my parent. I need you to be my partner. I need you to be my husband, my wife, my boyfriend, my girlfriend. And I think that's one of those things that you look at and you begin to think about as you get older in life. And maybe in the beginning, you were just so desperate to get out of mom and dad's house and kind of begin your quote, real life, that maybe you made a decision that wasn't the best one. And maybe you've had an opportunity to get back and you couldn't come through with it. Maybe. But I know some people that I care about deeply that, you know, they're locked down on LifeLock 360. You know, if they ever lose service, you know, going down a country road, you know, everybody gets that notification in their circle that, you know, so-and-so's location is off. And then all of a sudden, when you get service again, you get a text, hey, what's going on? Why are you turning your LifeLock off? Guys, I would never want to live that way. Maybe you're different, you know. Yeah, I share my location with my family. You know, there's sometimes they want to know what's going on with me. I do, but you know what? If I lost service one day or my phone went dead, I wouldn't get an inquisition when it's over. And those are the things that I think about. I can't begin to imagine living life under a microscope like that. That just because I lost cell service, that somebody has to inquire about my intention. I didn't do anything wrong. And I think about, you know, so many people out there. I mean, they're 15 minutes late getting home from Walmart. And all of a sudden that turns into a fight. And where you been? What's going on? You know, and I think part of growing up is learning to trust. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that everybody I've been in a relationship with has been necessarily trustworthy. And there have been times in my life that I have not been trustworthy. But I'm not going to live under the thumb of anybody. You know, where have you been? Where are you going? What'd you do? And it's one, there's a respect factor in there, too. Like when I take a trip or I go to a rock show, hey, I'm going to the show, here's who I'm going with. Yeah, I stay in touch. You know, because I don't want people worrying about me. That's different. But there are some people out there, of course, that they're living life a lot different than you and I. Maybe you're one of those people. You know, I don't want to fight, so I'll just let him do it. And, you know, I want better for you. I don't want that for you. I don't want you to have to constantly live in fear of conflict just because you want to live your life. It's not fair. Number one, and I think this may be the rock song of the year. I absolutely love it. I can't stop listening to it. I can't. I love it. And I wrote about it yesterday. It was released yesterday. It is the new Bad Omen single to their latest EP. They've had some great full-length feature albums. It looks like this is just going to be an EP. But it's a great track called Left for Good. And there's some lines in there. There's some lyrics that are very thought-provoking. And one of them is, you know, why do I stay in the middle? Why do I say so little? And that sounds, okay, it's a great little rhyming pattern, Steve. It is. But when you begin to think about what you feel about life, you know, how many times do we just kind of ride the middle because we don't want to have those emotional conflicts and we don't ever really stand for anything? And so we don't say much about it. There's some truth in there, right? And one of the things that kind of jumped out to me is like he says or sings, you know, why do I reach for the other side for all I've left for good? And that's one of those things that I think in recovery is a pronounced declaration in many respects. We don't start healing until we stop reaching back. It's that simple. You're going to stay right where you are. And that's not just recovery. That's words of wisdom for life. You can't move forward if you're still attached to the anchor. It's as simple as that. You know, when I got clean and sober, that's one of the things, and I think back at times, that how did I make such a stubborn decision that I have been able to stick with for 34 years. There were so many temptations in my life. There were so many ways that I could have gone wrong. But what I knew when I was at Pine Grove Recovery at 6'2", 146 pounds, I knew that there wasn't much left for me if I continued down the path of chemical dependency. I knew this. And I had to make some difficult choices. You know, one of the things they tell us in the rooms is you got to change, play mates, play places, and play things. And I had some people in my life that in many respects were negative influences, and they were people that maybe were co-conspirators in my own demise, and I had to cut that cancer out of my life. And it's tough, right? Because to be honest with you, some of those people were rooting for me. But I knew my own limitations. I said, you know, I just know if I'm around this person, it's just a matter of time before, you know, we're going looking for strippers and cocaine. I know this. And maybe it may have been at my urging. It may have not necessarily been their influence. It may have been me. But that's what happens when you get around those old, you start thinking, you know, hey, let's go make some more memories together. Let's wake up with a story to tell. And I knew that if I wanted to have anything that resembled a normal life, the drugs and alcohol could not be a part of it. And so I had some using buddies and I had some drinking buddies and things like that. And I had to kind of keep them at arm's length until I got my legs back under me and found some strength. I had to find some solid ground to stand upon. And that's really, that line kind of brings me back to that. Is you're never, ever, ever, ever going to take a step forward when you're constantly reaching back, when you're scared to let go. And it's one of the most profound things that I've learned in recovery. And this applies to all of you. And kind of relates back to the whole searchlight thing, you know, about holding people prisoner so they stay with you. Wouldn't you want somebody to love you for who you are and not just because they're afraid you're going to throw a fit? Right? Just let go. Listen, I was a control freak for many years. Now, it's true. I wanted to hold everybody and everything right in place as I wanted them to be. And that's being sober. And I was like, got to hold everybody accountable. Anybody here? And at some point along the way, my higher power, who I choose to call God, who I believe is the Father of the one Savior, Jesus Christ. That's my higher power. And I learned to just kind of, they always say it, let go and let God. It didn't make a lot of sense to me. But man, when I just decided to let go, when I got off the bank, when I stopped clinging to the tree limbs and the roots growing out of the bank and just let go and let the river take me wherever it would, my life got better. It did. It's so incredible what happens if I just kind of let things happen. There's some things I got to make happen. But the thing that I learned from that is when I'm trying to hold everything and everybody else in place, I remain in place. I stay right there, never knowing what's up around the bend. And so let me encourage you, no matter what you call God, I'm not going to sit here and say I've got the corner of the market on good ideas. Maybe you've got a different higher power concept. You know, maybe you believe in Mother Nature. Maybe you believe that, as I've shared before, that you know, God rides a Harley and smokes Roy Tans. You believe what you want to believe. I know what I believe. I'm secure in my own beliefs. I'm not going to question yours. But you believe what you want to believe. But if you believe that there is a power greater than yourself, then put some trust in that power. And understand that none of this is accidental or coincidental. And just let go. Let go. You would be amazed at what happens in your life if you just let go. And I go back to, we talked about the Nothing More track years ago, about a year ago. This great oratory part, it talks about, you know, if you hold your breath, you lose life. But in order to gain life, you let it go, right? There's some truth in that. That's a very, very kind of a microcosm type example. But you just got to be willing to let go. And that's the one thing that I know. I know this beyond a shadow of a doubt. I know that there is purpose in my life. I know that there is a protector in my life. And that no matter what happens, I am going to be okay. As long as I have trust and as long as I do the things that I am supposed to do, right? I mean, I don't think God is supposed to be, you know, a spare tire type thing, you know. And there have been times I've treated him as such. You know, it's only when I'm in trouble do I reach out. But the reality of that is if you truly believe that there is a plan, then sometimes it's important to just let go and let the plan play out. Even if it's not exactly what we thought we wanted, you may get to the end of the tunnel and you may find out that, you know what, this is a better way to do it. If you have ideas for the top 10 list, and thank you, Candace. If you have ideas for the top 10 list, reach out, let us know. Best way to do it is to hit up Roy Sumanti on X, my friend, at Dogmatic67, DAWGMATIC67. And you can find our great list on Spotify under that same handle. And you can find me on all forms of social media at ScoutSteveR. All right, next segment of the show brought to you by Campus Bookmart, a Starkvillian institution. We love Campus Bookmart. Why? Because they got stuff we want, right? We want more Mississippi State gear. Mom, don't overthink it. Don't overthink it. You don't have to go out here and go with the trends. Go with something that's tried and true. We want more Mississippi State gear. We do. Whether it be apparel or something for our room or for our office or for the living room or for the pet or whatever. We want more Mississippi State stuff. I'm pleading with you, Mom. And I'm offering you a solution to your Christmas calamity. Visit Campus Bookmart. Next time you're in Starkville, you're going to be around for the Egg Bowl. Maybe you're hanging around for Black Friday and shop up here in the Golden Triangle. Go by Campus Bookmart, see their smiling faces, and make Christmas shopping simple. If you can't make it to town or perhaps game day is a difficult shopping day for you, visit them on the World Wide Web at campusbookmart.net. Use promo code BSR You get free shipping on all orders over $75. And around this time of year, you're going to spend more than $75. And anytime that we can save you shipping, that's wonderful this time of year. It's one more gift for somebody else. So Dad wants that new quarter zip, or he wants the new polo, or maybe the new button-up, and the kids want this T-shirt, they want that. You can't go wrong by doing right. And doing right is loading up on Mississippi State gear from Campus Bookmart. I'm just telling you, many of your friends have already discovered the secret to Christmas. Don't overthink it. All the Bulldogs in your life want Mississippi State gear. They would love it. And let me always push these diploma frames too. Mississippi State graduates in your life, very timeless and thoughtful gift. They'll never change it out. And that's something to think about, right? It'll always be in their office or on the wall in their home. And they're going to say, you know what? Uncle Eddie got me that. Or Aunt Barb got me that. Or my grandparents got me that. They're always going to think of you when they look at their Mississippi State diploma. And how wonderful to equate yourself with a timeless gift like that. Be sure and check them out today at campusbookmart.net. Okay. We spent some time with Brian O'Connor today. And there was one thing that I put it behind the paywall because, you know, we got to pay the bills. But there were a couple things, really one thing in particular I wanted to share with you all. Anyway, and I asked O'Connor just a few questions, and like he talked 25 minutes. I mean, he's such a great interview because he doesn't just speak like in this coach speaks staccato type delivery. He will absolutely answer your question far beyond anything, you know, that what you may think. But one question in particular that I asked him, I felt that every Bulldog needed to know the answer to. Because what he said matches my feelings about Mississippi State, and I think it matches yours as well. And so let me scratch you where you itch right here, and we'll share this. You can read this in its entirety over at jeanspage.com. You have to be a VIP member, but you should be anyway because you love me and you love Mississippi State, and me and my crew cover Mississippi State more in depth than anybody. We prove it every single day. So the question, I said, Coach, when you begin to evaluate players, what are you looking for? A lot of coaches just chase winning ball players, no matter what their measurables are, while others want to fit a certain metric. You know, people want those prospecty type players. How do you handle that aspect? What attracts you? Good questions. I think, of course, I'm biased. I asked them. The question's not as important as the answer. Here's what O'Connor had to say. The first thing, is he the right fit for Mississippi State baseball? Well, what do I mean by that? They have to be about what we believe the foundation of this program is about. They've got to be tough-minded. I mean, tough-minded guys that want to play the game the right way. That's hard to evaluate. You ask recruits questions that you believe kind of get to the answers that you feel like you need in order for you to believe that they are a great fit here. When you talk to a recruit and you share with them what your development philosophy is, but also how you manage the players, treat them, and challenge the players, when you're clear about that in a recruiting process, that scares some players. And that's good because you don't want them. You make sure they understand what this fan base is like, what this conference is like, what this stadium is like. And that scares some players, and that's good. You want the players that are tough-minded, that understand that they're not going to be promised anything in the recruiting process. We are not going to promise them that they're going to be a starting player or they're going to be a Friday night starter. I'm very clear about that with everyone. All of that is earned. They are very clear about the promises that we make that we'll deliver. Those promises are that when they are a player here and after they are a player here, they will be equipped to be successful at Mississippi State and beyond in their career. Their coaches and their staff will get up every morning and go to bed every night thinking about what is best for their individual development and the development of our team to be prepared to win. Our message is very, very clear to them. For someone who is looking for someone to guarantee them that they will be the starting center fielder, they don't come here. We don't say that. We say what we believe are the deliverables that they will get here at Mississippi State. I think that resonates with the right kind of player that believes that things in life should be earned. They are earned through hard work and competition. I don't shy away from that with recruits. There will be great competition here in that clubhouse. Certainly, there will be great competition in the other dugout, but it will start with great competition in our dugout. When you have great competition within your own dugout, it brings out the best in you. A young player that aspires to go on and has a goal of playing in the major leagues and playing for a long time can't shy away from competition at the collegiate level in your own dugout. Well, guess what? When you get to AA, the competition will be even better there. That's how you get to the big leagues. You compete within your own organization and beat people to the major leagues. I know that's a lot. It's pretty in-depth, but those are some of the things that we share, and we get to figure out who are the right young men that are the right fit for here. End of quote. So here is my estimation and my personal opinion of Brian O'Connor. I think Brian O'Connor gets it more than anyone has ever gotten it in the history of getting things. He understands exactly what's expected of him. He understands what he expects from players, and he communicates that to recruits. And here's the thing, and I've said this in recent years. We've had some guys that weren't good enough to play here. Not as many in recent years, but a couple years back, we had some guys that weren't good enough to play here. And that's the problem with having him on your roster. Because all of a sudden, you have some injuries that you can't absorb, and then you're forced to play guys that aren't good enough to play here. That's not to say they're not talented, not college ball players, but this is a different level of baseball. This is completely different. And I don't want anybody to go out there and be scared to compete. We've had some of that. We did. We've had some of that. We've had some guys that were scared to get hit. We had some guys that were scared to get in the box. We've had some guys that were scared to get out there and truly compete. What you're seeing from Brian O'Connor is that every day is a competition. You get guys comfortable with competing, and then when you have to compete for real, you're ready for that. There's no need, because you've got an edge about yourself. Not to mention, we're going to have one of the more talented rosters in the Southeastern Conference and in turn the country. If you can go win a job with this bunch, you shouldn't have any problem competing with the other bunch across the way. Now, a couple things I want to share with you that I've learned in recent days about college baseball. As you guys know, Mississippi State has made quite a financial commitment to baseball, as we should have. There's work going on at Duty Noble Field right now. We're done with fall ball, so we're kind of getting things ready. We're getting ready for the season. Be here in about 3 months. They're out there today working on the tracks, the warning tracks. There's some work being done around home plate, along the aprons. We're doing those things, getting it ready for you guys to come watch us play baseball. But we're also doing it because we care. We care about our program. We care about the appearance of Duty Noble Field. And there have been some times, and I have been very vocal about them privately, not really on the show. I have been very vocal at times that we have let the condition of Duty Noble Field, Polk to Bent Stadium, kind of fall into disrepair a little bit. It's mainly just aesthetics, right? But as I've said before, when we bring recruits in there and we bring them in and like there's spider webs and dust on that grand cathedral of a ballpark, no, we're not doing that. We didn't go spend all that money for somebody to be lazy. And if you can't keep it up, then get out. Get out. Leave. Apply for another job. If we can't maintain the facility that we so cherish, then we don't need you here. I don't care who you are, period. We got to maintain the cleanliness of that field, that stadium. And so seeing these things now as we're, again, kind of preparing, and of course there'll be a lot of work done, you know, after the holidays as we get closer to February to make sure that that is ready for the debut of the Brian O'Connor era. But there's a lot of chatter around the SEC, and I think it's going to make you happy. You know, We got some coaches within the league that are wondering, hey, what in the world's going on at Mississippi State? Because I used to get these kids, and now I can't get those kids. They're going to Mississippi State. And I don't know if you've kept up with it, but the 2026 class that was 19th in the country here a couple weeks ago is now currently sixth. And we just added another player to the class that we'll announce tomorrow afternoon. I've got the interview done. I got to type the story up. We'll do that in the morning. And we've already given him a graphic. So one final piece to the 2026 class that we should be excited about. And I think that's an important aspect of this. Like the recruiting, as we discuss, has hit a different level. What I like to hear is other people complain. Not people in the Mississippi State family. I like to hear people in college baseball taking notice of what's happening here. As I've shared with you guys many times before, I would rather be feared than respected. And there are some people around this conference that have a little bit of panic in their voice because the giant has been awakened. We've had some kids commit to Mississippi State that canceled visits to LSU. They've won two national championships under Jay Johnson and elected to just pass. But you know what? I've been to Mississippi State. I like what Coach O'Connor's doing. I like what they're doing on the rev share side. I want to be a part of that. And they cancel the LSU visit. It's happened multiple times. We've had some others that have visited Mississippi State. They went to Tennessee. And Tony Vitello was still there. And they still chose Mississippi State. And what's interesting is many of the commitments that Tennessee has don't have offers from Mississippi State and Brian O'Connor. So, you know, when you're making LSU and Tennessee nervous, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's one thing for me to say it. It's another thing for them to live it, right? They have to go, okay, we'll get this kid in. What do you mean he canceled the visit? Oh, coaches commit to Mississippi State. Now, you could probably absorb one or two of those, but then when it begins to kind of become a recurring theme, it's going to make you have to reevaluate how you're doing things. And so there'll be a counterpunch to all this stuff, you know. And listen, I think we're going to be really good this year. But what if I told you this may end up being one of O'Connor's least talented teams at Mississippi State? Because at the level that we're recruiting now, I think we are going to surpass the talent level that we currently have. And this is an incredibly talented team. And it's so interesting, you go back in hindsight and we talk about the 2021 team. That wasn't our most talented team. Not by a long shot. But you had a couple of studs out there, Tanner Allen and Rowdy Jordan, that kind of rallied the troops and kind of put that team on their back. You know, Will Bednar, Landon Sims, and we kind of rode a lot of those guys probably harder than we should because we didn't have the depth. We had numbers. We just didn't have true bona fide depth, right? But we won a national championship. And now when I look at this team from a physical standpoint, from an experience standpoint, I begin to think about this could be one of the most talented teams in school history. And then you look at the fact that right now you got top 10 class for 2026 and a top 10 class for 2027, and you're just really getting started in 27. You start stacking top 10 classes, and you get these kids to school, which Brian O'Connor does with greater regularity than anybody. As he mentioned today, you know, this time last year, nobody expected Jacob Parker, Parker Rhodes, or Jack Bauer to come to school, but yet here they are. Let the coaches do their job, I think you're going to be pleased with the end result. Final segment of the show brought to you by the Stark Vegas Clubhouse. Man, that is the best place to stay in the Golden Triangle. Get a large group together and just enjoy life, man. We had a great time and we stayed there. We'll do it again. You should do it. You've always thought about it, right? Wouldn't it be great to have everybody under one roof? I can tell you right now, your parents would love that. Get all the kids, all the grandkids together and come spend some time in Starkville, whether it's a game day weekend or not. It's open 365 days a year. Yeah, it's the old renovated country club clubhouse out past the Highlands off 182. Just 5 minutes away from the Mississippi State campus. You can come in and maybe take a doubleheader. Get a men's basketball game one night, women's the next. I don't know your needs. I don't know the calendar that you have to work with, but you owe it to yourself to plan a trip to the Stark Vegas Clubhouse. Now, Google the Stark Vegas Clubhouse. When you do, Facebook page appears. You can peruse pictures of all the amenities available to you and your guests. You'll be glad you did. Full-service kitchen, the wet bar, back porch area, fire pit area, plenty of parking. Six bedrooms, two soon-to-be three baths. Wonderful place to stay. Now, when you Google, some booking options are going to pop up for you, too. You can go Airbnb or VRBO. It's up to you. But if you want to save some money, book through the Evolve website. Use promo code BSR10. That's BSR, the number 10, and that gets you 10% off your stay. A discounted rate at the premium place to stay in the Golden Triangle. Whether it's a work group, a friend group, a family group, a college roommate, reunion group, it's the place for you. The Stark Vegas Clubhouse. All right, Mississippi State football picked up a pair of commitments today. Very excited about both. We opened the day, got word last night that Leon Knoll Jr., who recently decommitted from Nebraska, was about to commit to Mississippi State. We just didn't know he was going to do it so quickly. Now, Leon is 6'5 and about 260. And you say, Steve, 260. Yes, he's kind of got a basketball build. He's got to add some mass. He's probably a year or two away. But, man, he is uber athletic. And I think you're going to be excited about him. I don't think there's really much question about that. You're going to be super excited to have him as part of this team. And, again, he's a developmental guy. Out of Edna Carr in New Orleans. Edna Carr, one of the premier football programs in the Pelican State. Mississippi State was in his final three when he initially committed to Nebraska. It was Baylor, Mississippi, Nebraska. He takes a visit to Mississippi State. He gets excited about that aspect of it and then decides, you know what, that's a little bit too far from home. Mason Miller, no longer the offensive line coach at Baylor. So they were out. And that's part of how this thing works. You know, people change. Things change in recruiting. And so, lo and behold, he picks Mississippi State. And what's interesting is even after he picked Nebraska, people close to him were like, hey, Mississippi State doesn't need to give up on him. They can still get him. So here he is. Mississippi State also picked up the commitment this evening of the top junior college defensive lineman in the country, according to 247 Sports. That's Tavion Atkinson that recently took an official visit to Mississippi State. Was set to visit SMU this weekend. I'm told that visit won't happen. We felt like SMU was our biggest competition. Arizona State kind of came in late. He's just not going to have an opportunity to go visit everybody. His mom liked it here. He's originally from Houston, Texas, and a guy that can get some things done for you. You really know ifs, ands, or buts about that. I think you feel good about him. 6'4", 280-pound. He'll play defensive tackle. He has had a tremendous career at Trenton Valley Community College. And, man, you talk about a great offer sheet. Just to kind of run down a few of the notables for you, just so you know. I think it's important. So we got some of our fans. It's like it's not enough to get a kid. We got to know who we beat for him. Well, we beat a lot of people for him. Arizona, Arizona State, Arkansas. Georgia also had an offer out there to him. Kentucky, SMU, of course, Texas Tech, UNLV and Dan Mullen, Washington State, among many, many others. So a great get. And so, again, a couple of commitments, you know, and I think that's reassuring to some of our fans because, you know, we've had a couple of tough weeks on the field. And you start thinking, well, nobody wants to come here. And then you end up basically flipping a commitment from Nebraska that you had chased back in the summer months, and then you pick up the number one junior college defensive lineman in the country. So, yes, your staff's still working hard, still getting some recruiting work done for you. And again, happy to have both of those guys. They will sign with us next month once the December signing period opens. And again, we got a new baseball commitment that we'll talk about on Friday's show, if I remember. But yeah, that'll be announced on Thursday afternoon at some point. He's already got the graphic. I've already had the interview. And he's jacked. That's all the hints I'm going to get you about that. But Mississippi State got some big basketball games coming up here. We'll spend our last few minutes together talking about that. Again, I'm concerned, not panicked, about the men's basketball side of things, because I think Chris Jans has earned the benefit of the doubt from our fan base. And yes, we did not look good against Iowa State. We didn't. And there were times that we should have put Southeastern Louisiana away. We ended up winning that game by just 7. I think it was actually worse than maybe the score indicated. They never really pressed us late. They made a big run, but you know, we were able to sustain that. But I mean, yeah, am I concerned? Yes. Am I worried? No. And I don't think you should be either. Now, let's take a quick look at Kansas State. Should be a fun one, you know. And they'll get together late tip, 8:30 p.m. on Peacock. Again, that's not going to be available on your ESPN app. If you want to watch, you got to watch through Peacock, or maybe just listen to the radio. I don't know what your situation looks like. But, you know, Kansas State, 4-0 on the year. They lose an exhibition, I guess, against Missouri. Is that right? I guess that was an exhibition. Yeah. So, they get Newman, UNC Greensboro, Bellarmine, California, and Tulsa. I guess those first two games were exhibitions. I apologize for not being better prepared. But, yeah, those two games were in October. So they win one of those, lose the other. So in a regular season, they've gotten UNC Greensboro 93-64, take down Bellarmine 98-71. They get Cal 99-96 and then beat Tulsa 84-83. So they played in a couple tough, close games. But the thing that jumps out is offense, right? I mean, these guys are putting up a ton of points. Let's just kind of look and see who's doing the heavy lifting for them. It's going to be another test for us, for sure. P.J. Haggerty leads the team at 26 points per game. That's an outstanding average this early in the year. He scored 104 points in the four games, averaging about 33.5 minutes a game. Out there getting things done. And so it'll be interesting to see how we defend him. You know, very talented guard out of Crosby, Texas. This is his fourth stop. He has played at TCU, Tulsa, Memphis, and now Kansas State. So, again, a guy that knows how to put the ball in the basket. There's no question about that. Nate Johnson, second leading scorer at 14 points a game. They have five. Four of them are starters that average double figures. And then they have David Castillo coming off the bench, who has not started a single game, but he is tied for the third leading scoring average on the team at 13.5. This is a team that you know, fairly proficient from three-point, right at 46% as a team. Nate Johnson's 59%, and he's 10 of 17. It's not like he's just not shooting shots. Castillo has kind of been a three-point marksman, 11 of 18. He's second on the team, pardon me, in three-point attempts. Abde Bashir Jr. rounds out the double-digit scores, shooting an astonishing 48%. So it is clear they prioritize the long-distance shot. They've also rebounded it pretty well, too, averaging about 36 boards a game, out-rebounding their opponents by about 7. And so, hey, we're going to have to play basketball. We are. And I think this is a very, very big game for us. And, of course, we're going to play again on Friday. Depending on who wins what game, we'll play either Nebraska or New Mexico on Friday. But, man, if State could find a way to go 2-0 in that little trip out there, that would be rather significant, to say the least. And, again, I know we've got some fence sitters out there. Some people are like, you know what, Steve, I just don't know what to expect. I was so excited about men's basketball. Let me tell you, you should still remain excited about men's basketball. Chris Jans will figure it out. Now, you get a chance to watch a bit of a doubleheader here because Mississippi State will play Texas Tech on the women's side at 6 p.m. That will be available to you through ESPN+. I don't know if you subscribe to that. We do. But if you don't, that's something you can kind of check out. You will see how things progress. And kind of quickly looking at the Red Raider women's basketball team. Kind of difficult to navigate through this site. A lot of pop-ups. Maybe they should invest more of their NIL money in that. The Lady Red Raiders are 5-0 this year. 5-0. And quality competition may be a little bit suspect until I get to the last game, and I think it may get your attention a little bit. But they take care of North Carolina A&T 78-40. They get UTSA 79-52. They get Texas State 83-50. And then SMU 91-60. And then they get Arkansas 80-68. Now, they have played every game at home, every single game. No idea what the crowds are going to look like. If we've got some Bulldogs out there in West Texas, they could certainly use your support. But you look at the difference in these games. I mean, other than the Arkansas game, most of these games have been fairly one-sided in favor of Texas Tech. So, again, it's an early sample size, but I think when you look at it, it's all we've got to go on. But three double-digit scores and all kind of right there together. So there's not like a one-woman show here. Snuda Collins, 16.6 points a game. Jalen Bristow, 16.4. And then Bailey Maupin at 16.2. And from there, it's a little bit of a drop-off there. Danae Fritz pitches in 9.5 a game. But it's an interesting dynamic, too. They've not been the most proficient at shooting threes. They're shooting about 40%. They put 120 of those shots skyward. And so you begin to kind of think about that. I mean, they're going to put about 20, 25 shots up from outside more times than not. A team that gets on the glass, Jalen Bristow pulling down 39 boards, almost 8 per game. Also fouls a little bit. But, look at this team. Bristow 15 blocks too. So there may be some plays down in the post that are contested. And looking at Bristow here, she's just a 6'2 forward, but has been very active for the Red Raiders. And so we're going to have to bring it. Thursday could be a very interesting day in Mississippi State basketball on both sides. You get a couple of wins, you feel really good about the direction of things. You don't, you're more concerned. Probably more concerned on the men's side than the women's side because you'd have two Power Four losses. And one of the reasons we play this ambitious non-conference schedule is to prepare us for the conference play, but ultimately the NCAA tournament. On the women's side, you feel pretty good about where we are, but let's be honest, we haven't really played anybody. We're going to play somebody now. We'll play Texas Tech in their own gym. If you win that one, that's certainly a quality win. It would certainly help you come tournament time. If you hadn't done so, go to dutynoblebook.com, and you can get signed copies of all my sports titles, plus the personal memoir, When the Bottom Falls. Of course, that's Flim Flam, Stark Villains, Alpha Dogs, Dog Pile, and, of course, The Dude. And if you've got that smarmy Ole Miss brother-in-law, wouldn't it be great to get him a personalized copy of Flim Flam? You can. You can. And, of course, When the Bottom Falls, it rarely fails that I go a week without getting a message about that book. And I'm so grateful that it's been a book of inspiration to many people. So be sure and check that out if you need some inspiration in life or you know somebody that does. Come float with us at True Rest Float Spa of Starkville. It's a mom-and-pop shop, but it's mostly mom, probably 90% of the time. Give her a call at 662-268-7601, running the holiday Black Friday special early. So you can already go ahead and kind of get a package of floats at a discounted rate. Maybe that's a date night event for you. Maybe you've got a friend that maybe they're expecting and dealing with some soreness and just need some break. We can help you with that. If you've got chronic anxiety or chronic pain, we may be able to help you. We've helped many others. Visit truerest.com for more information. And come join us over at jeanspage.com. Bigger and better than ever. And again, we're going to be expanding our coverage in 2026 as well. A lot of things happening. There's some things I can't talk about yet, but there are some conversations being had that I think are going to benefit us greatly, not just in the next year, but in the years ahead. And so we'll share that with you when we can. But I want you guys to have a great middle of the week. Of course, there is no football game for us this weekend. When we get back together on Friday, we'll preview the SEC weekend, and we'll talk about maybe what's the latest in the Lane Kiffin saga. Every time you turn around, there's something new, and then people are refuting each other's reports, and people even within their own media entity, they report something, and then somebody else comes back and says, no, that's not true. Don't you guys talk? You know, I think that's an important aspect of this thing, too. But that things are constantly changing. But there's not going to be resolution on this Lane Kiffin thing right away. I think people are like, oh, keep your phones close to you on Sunday. That's just rage baiting, right? It's just engagement farming. That's what it is. It's not going to happen. You think Lane Kiffin's going to leave and go to Florida on Sunday? I mean, come on. Come on. Got another game to play. Possibly the playoffs. Certainly expecting to be in the playoffs. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. And then other people are like, oh, well, you know, he signed this and signed that. There's just so much misinformation out there. But, you know, I'm glad that I get to sit this one out this year. With all of this chaos in college football, I'm glad that I'm not having to conduct the coverage of a coaching search. But I have enjoyed watching other people cover it and attempt to cover it and kind of stub their toe. It's a very difficult thing to do. It's a very difficult thing to cover because you're trying to uncover information that everybody wants that people don't want you to know. That's why it's so important to have real sources. That way you're not projecting certain candidates to be the head coaching candidate for your school when your school's not even talking to them anymore. Very important. Let's get out of here. Until next time, let's all live our lives in a way we make more friends than enemies and people can see a difference in the way we live.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.